Hey everyone, thanks so much for tuning into my podcast today. Before I start, I just wanted to say thank you. I know I kind of say thank you in every episode, or at least I try to, but I do really want to hone in on the fact that I'm so grateful to be able to have this platform and be able to talk to other individuals about my life and what I go through and some of the ideas I have. I do it for you guys, right? I see how many listeners I have. I have about 3 or 4. Really not that much, but for me, that's something that's really impactful because, you know, I just do this for myself above all. Like, it's really good to get my thoughts out, but then it's just to see other people be impacted in some ways is so nice. And same with my videos and same with the group in at work that I do. So I thank you for that. And I just wanted to, you know, just hone in on the fact that I'm so, you know, I'm proud of myself that I've put myself out there and I've started doing these videos and I started doing these podcasts. Would I want them to be more popular? Of course, I would love them to be, you know, very popular, and I would love to make this my entire career. And I'm trying to, but I'm also realistic that, like, you know, there's a lot of chance in that, and I'm giving it my best effort. I always think I could do more. You know, I think I can do a little more better quality on the sound and such, but I'm happy where I'm at because I think that it's growing at a steady pace. For example, my Instagram and things like that. So I do need to, like, I'll be honest with myself right now as well. Like, I do need to do a little bit better on that kind of stuff, like putting myself out there a little bit more on technology and tools to make my podcast better. So stay tuned to that. I do want to look at it. I'm kind of speaking out loud, but I do want to look at it. But today's podcast is actually about something I'm scared of. I sometimes look at myself and ask myself, like, am I happy? And I am very happy, I think, in a lot of ways. And I can, you know, briefly explain why I'm happy. But I'm also a little bit scared. And I think we all are scared. And this fear is not necessarily fear that, like, is debilitating. I think it's just more or less fear about how we can't control certain things, right? And you're probably wondering, like, what is something I'm scared of? And in this case, I'm scared of life moving by faster than we want it to. I think we know that life moves fast. We know we grow old, and we know that we can't control any of this. But once you sit down and you say, like, wow, like, you know, I'm going to be 25 and, you know, my friends are going to get married probably soon and in a few years probably have kids. And that kind of stuff just makes me feel old, and it makes me feel like, where did, you know, my life go? It's funny how when you're a child, life kind of moves really, really slow. Like, you like think that what between being 5 years old and 10 years old is like a whole life in itself. But when you get older, it's like life moves so fast. And I think that, you know, we can't do anything about it, right? We can't go back. We can't, you know, change our age. We can't change any of that. But what we can change is our perspective. And I made a video about this, and I think I spoke about this previously as well, is the importance of being present, right? While we can't stop time, we can stop and smell the roses. We can take in what is occurring in our life and not just let it pass on by. And I think for me, like, I think my worst trait, like my worst thing that I do to myself is I think I'm addicted to my phone. I think I'm addicted to certain aspects of social media, and it hurts me to say, it hurts me to say, but it's the truth, right? I don't want to lie to you guys and say that, like, I don't have any problems. Like, that's something I have a problem. And I feel like I spend a lot of time on my phone, and I'm like not really living life when I'm on that. Now, I also have worked on myself in the sense that I don't always need to be busy. Like, I don't always need to be climbing a mountain or traveling. Like, I can still be in my apartment, listen to a book, you know, read, and which is the same thing as listening to a book, but, you know, kind of just, you know, live like a basic life. You don't always have to be on the move. And to anyone listening to this, like, you're still living life even if you just chill for a day or watch a TV. Like, that's not what I'm saying. I'm not telling you to go change your entire life because life is moving fast. I'm not saying that. But what I am saying is
don't take things for granted and don't wait for tomorrow. Just live today, right? And that's something that I do see myself as someone who's become successful at doing that, because I can look back at every single one of my days over the past few years and I can literally remember what I did and the fact that I went to sleep happy. And I think that's really important. I wrote on my yearly assessment for my job, I said, every single day I've worked at this company, I've gone to sleep smiling and happy. I've never gone to sleep mad. Of course, maybe I'm forgetting one or two days. Like, we all have those awful days. You're just like, ugh, I just can't do this anymore. It just like sucks. But I legitimately do believe that I have well-being. I'm content most days. And I think that was a really big step for me, because I did suffer through depression. I did suffer through really sad days, and I do have those moments still, but I still find a way, whether it be doing these podcasts, listening to music, being with my friends, to make my day worth it, right? So I'm not telling you, whoever's listening to this, to go and change your entire life. Like, don't go flip it upside down and say, oh, I'm not living life to the fullest because I'm watching too much Netflix, so I'm doing this. No, you don't have to do extreme stuff. But if an example is like, oh, you want to have a good body, like, the day to start is today. It's not tomorrow. It's today. Like, go out and go to the gym. If you want to do something that you're passionate about, like for me, it's mindfulness, it's videos, it's public speaking, then do it today. Like, don't wait until something comes, right? And I think there is a happy medium between waiting and being patient and just going, right? Waiting and being patient means that you are still working and putting the effort in, but you are also accepting that the things that you want, like fame or fortune, will take time, right? And again, I don't necessarily think you should be wanting that. I think you should be wanting fulfillment and purpose, but that also takes time, right? That takes time. You're not going to find your purpose overnight. You're not going to find fulfillment overnight. These things take time. So you need to give trust the process. Great things do take time. And instead of fighting the process, love the process. But you got to start, right? And that's something that I've realized, but I'm also proud of, is that I'm going to be 25 and I have started a lot of things. I've started a business and it wasn't successful. I started a career, which is successful so far. I've started working out, which I've been pretty good at. I've been, you know, doing these podcasts and these videos, which I've been enjoying. I'm really happy with where I'm at. But I realize that there's a lot of people out there, including myself to a degree, because I still feel like I could have done more or I could do more, that aren't doing it. And they think that, like, yeah, they could do it next year or another year. They can start that company this year or another year. And it's not the case, right? Time moves fast, right? And I think, you know, even looking back at relationships and stuff like that, it's like you always think you can find something better, right? We always think that we could find something better out there, you know, better friendship, a better job. And, you know, I think a lot of us are chasing that better, but we never find that better. And then we see like, oh, shoot, like we're 40, we're 30, you know, 50. And, you know, we didn't find anyone. We didn't find that perfect job. So instead of like fighting, you know, the things that you have, start loving the things you have and working with the things you have. You know, better is not bad, right? Getting better is not bad. If you need to change, change. But don't always look on the outside and look for a greener situation, because the grass isn't always greener, right? I could tell you that I was in a relationship, and while it had to end because it just didn't work, I do believe that if I found out early on and I didn't say that, like, this was, you know, I'll find someone else if this doesn't work out, I think I could have made it work. I think we could have made it work. So, and that's not to say I don't think I'm going to find someone else. I think, you know, life brings people into your life when they're supposed to, and they bring the people that you're supposed to meet. But I do believe that the next person I meet, I need to work harder with what I have and not look at what I don't have. Because in the past relationship, and this was with friendships and past jobs and internships before as well, it was like, this is not good, that is not good, this is not good, that is not good. And maybe I can find that on the outside somewhere else. But I never found it. I never found it. And I think a lot of us is, you know, as we see time moves fast, we notice this. We notice that we didn't find what we were looking for. It was actually under our nose all the time. We just didn't look clearly enough, right? It's like you want love. You have love right now. You just need to look for the love. And that's the love for yourself and the love that others have for you. You want a good job. You probably, you know, jobs are never going to be perfect, but you probably have some, you know, hopefully nice things going for you. Unless you did not, you know, choose wisely or you're not being treated right, right? There's obviously circumstances, but I generally do think you can make lemons out of lemonade out of lemons. Like, you know, take the things that you're given and you know, make it work. And again, I want to make it clear. I'm not saying to stay in difficult situations if it's not working for you, but try. Like, I think there is a lot of merit to trying and working hard. It's like we oftentimes, you know, this is something I experienced when I was growing up and still sometimes do, because I have muscle dysmorphia, body dysmorphia. Like I feel like I'm bigger than I am, or skinnier than I am, or don't like how I look. It's like you always want like a different nose. You want more height. You want more, you know, muscle. You want more like be more skinny, like all these different things. You want better eyes. And it's like you want, but it's so much easier to just look at what you have and work with it. So like my height, like I wish I was taller, but I can put much more muscle on because I'm shorter. You know, my eyes, it's annoying, but they're really cool eyes because they're unique and they're cool color. You know, there's always a two-edged sword in the sense of like, there's always two sides to the story, right? There's positive things and there's negative things. And if you constantly focus on like the negative things, you're never going to truly live life. So I know this is all over the place, but I think, you know, the main point here is time moves fast. Just a fact of life. If you're not present and you're not living in the now and loving every moment as it is, even when it's difficult, right? When things are not perfect, then you're not going to ever truly live. And that's not to say that you shouldn't be working on improving yourself and putting yourself out there, because I said that in the beginning. You need to start what you want to achieve. But don't always look for a different situation that is out of your control. Like, you can't force people to love you, but you can choose to love others, and you can choose to love yourself. You can't choose your body, but you can choose to work out and eat healthy, right? You can't necessarily choose the jobs that like you, but you can choose how you look at the jobs you get offered and how you work with the people you work with, right? And it all starts with perspective. It all starts with, how are you looking at the situation? How are you looking at the things you can't control? And are you actually not focusing on the things you can't control? Or are you taking too much time to focus on the things you can't control? So like one of the biggest lessons, I'm going to be 25 in 3 months, that I've learned is really taking account of the things you can and you can't control. And I know I say that a lot, but it's really true, because I could tell you I still slip up where I get annoyed. Like, I was on the bus this week and the bus just sat there for 20 minutes. And I'm like, why is the bus standing here for 20 minutes? Everyone is on the bus. Why can't we leave? And I was going to get up. I was getting anxious. But then I said to myself, if the bus wanted to leave and the world wanted me to leave, I would have left. And yes, of course, if it went on for a little longer, I probably would have said something, because maybe they needed help or something. I don't know. But in this case, they left literally 20 minutes after the set time and a few minutes after I was frustrated. But I had that option to stand up and get upset. I had that option to anxiously get, like, text someone like, oh, this bus is not leaving. I had that choice to freak out and stress out. But what I did is I turned on my meditation music. I listened to that, and then I listened to a book. So again, it goes without saying that this is difficult. This is not easy, because I just told you I struggled with it, and I continue to struggle with it. But it all starts with just trying to let go a little bit, because I can tell you that when I did that on the bus, I felt a lot better. So again, going back to, you know, I don't want to make this too long as usual, going back to how fast time moves. The fact that we get older, we get grayer, we get wrinklier, whatever. It's going to happen. It's life. Every single person throughout human history has gone through that. And of course, you can live a healthy life and live longer and live a healthier life long term, but you still will age. Time will move forward. Things will change. And you can easily fight it and say, this is not fair. You could change it and just put all your effort in trying to make the situation greener than you can actually make it. Or you could take in everything that happens in life and smell the roses and enjoy the journey and enjoy that while life moves fast, there's still a lot of things you could take in and day out. Again, it's your choice. There definitely is an easier choice than the other, right? The easier choice is just being upset and complaining. And I think we all have the right to do that to an extent. Like it's not fun getting old because you want to just be a kid again. You want like no worries. But I think it's important to realize that you can find a lot of beauty in there. You just have to stop and smell the roses. So while we can't stop time, we can't control a lot of things in our lives. We can't control our perspective. We can't control the fact. Well, not control the fact. We can't stop and smell the roses. So hopefully you took something from that, because I took a lesson from someone today, and that inspired me to make this podcast and the video. And I'm just excited to put that to work. And again, it's not something that you just embody and once and then you forget it. You need to constantly remind yourself. This is something that you constantly have to remind yourself. It's not something that is there one day and then will stay forever. So remember, you need to just constantly remind yourself and accept that you're going to slip up sometimes, but catch yourself and learn from it. So hopefully you took something from today's podcast, and looking forward to talking to you guys again soon.